from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus is teaching his disciples on prayer. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation.' Then he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to them at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him." Then the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who has receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is our gospel reading for today. Thanks be to God. As I thought about the readings this week and tried to make a connection between the three, Hosea is telling the people of Israel through his marriage and the birth of his children about the destruction that awaits them. Each person stands for something different. But within that message of destruction, there is also the message of love. In Colossians, it's talking about, the subtitle in my Bible was "Freedom from Human Regulations Through Life with Christ." Getting away from being ruled and living by the laws of man. And when I thought of that, of course, the first thing that came to mind was, you say that and people are immediately going to think, "Ah, she's telling us we don't have to obey the laws." No, that's not what it says. What it says is that when you become a child of God, when you believe that Jesus is your Savior, you follow the laws, because most of them are written to protect you. Just the same as we have the Ten Commandments, and as Christians, we shouldn't be made to obey them. We should want to obey them, including those extra two that Jesus gave. It's something that lives within us when we fully come to accept the mercy that God has given us. And then in Luke, We have Jesus teaching his disciples what we know of as the Lord's Prayer. And oftentimes when I am doing the prayer in a service, I will say that those words will say what we can't. That if we just cannot, in maybe sorrow or anger, think of what we want to say to God, if you pray the Lord's Prayer, you've said it. The Holy Spirit is there to hear and to translate. God knows what's in our hearts, so he definitely knows what's in our minds. When I was first beginning to step into the candidacy for becoming a licensed local pastor, I took a class on praying, on learning how to pray. Because one of my fears was that when I was standing in front of a congregation, I'd flub it. I wouldn't be able to pray. And prayer is important. And when I took that class, I realized that the most important prayer that we can say is the Lord's Prayer. What we use to lead up to it are words that God hears. It may be the prayers when we ask for help, for ourselves, for friends, neighbors, for communities. And we may just list the names. God knows who we're talking about. When Pastor Randy had his surgery, we all were praying for him. And if we simply said, Randy, God knew who we meant. And God answered our prayers. He didn't say Randy was going to have an easy time of it, but it was successful. And it's the same thing with all of us. At the end of the scripture, Jesus said, if you knock, the door will be opened. If you seek, if you ask. And in the parable before that, when he was talking about the persistent friend that came pounding at the door at midnight, I don't know about you. I'm a night owl, and I might have been up at midnight, but 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't have been. And somebody come and pounded on my door asking for a loaf of bread, I probably wouldn't have been too happy. And that's what Jesus is trying to demonstrate. That friend was persistent. I need this bread. And it was given to him. Prayer is our way of communicating with God. And you will sometimes hear the scriptures referenced back to where some of the Pharisees are continuously going into long, laborious prayers, and Jesus is saying, you don't have to do that. But that doesn't mean that you don't keep asking over and over. Yes, you can say, God, be with Shelley as she goes forward this week. And next week you could say the same thing. Or you could say, God, I'm lifting Shelley up to you. Please take her and take care of her. And figure, okay, that's good. And it is. But you still have to pray. We still have to turn our worries over to God. Jesus prayed. Think about the times that his disciples see him pray before they actually asked him about it. Many times he would go off and he would pray by himself. But other times he would pray in their presence. When Jesus fed the 5,000, that afternoon after everybody had left, he went up in the mountains to pray because he had just received the news of John the Baptist being beheaded. And even though he was grieving, he taught 5,000 people and he fed them. And then he went and prayed. In the garden, he took disciples with him as he prayed to God. And if you remember, Jesus said, Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, your will be done. And even on the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus was persistent in praying. And if Jesus is persistent in praying, then we should be too. It should become part of our daily routine. And whether you lift Shelley every week, or whether you lift Shelley and say, Lord, I am turning her over to you, be persistent in praying every day, even if you only say the Lord's Prayer. One of the things we were talking about in class was the fact that there's a certain way that some people think you should pray. That your prayer should be started out as a praise to God, lifting God's name. Hallowed be thy name. And then to give God thanks for your blessings. To move into asking forgiveness for our sins, and then listing any prayers, concerns that we have, and ending with lifting God's name in praise again. I haven't always been a prayer person. But after I took that class and I realized how simple it could be to say the Lord's Prayer when I couldn't say what I needed to. The prayers frequently come, and not just once a day, sometimes 5, 6, 7 times a day. And I know it's getting warm. But I will close, and just please, don't ever doubt that God hears your prayer. And don't think that you are being a pest when you pray to God the same prayer over and over and over, because you aren't. And remember that as God's children, our prayers will be answered. Maybe not the way we think they should, but in the way that God knows is the best for us. Amen.